1340 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Back at the half, and Huron a 25-21 lead over Roosevelt. Seventh place game here of the AA Boys Basketball Tournament. Let's give you a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Seventh place for the B Boys, and they're late in the first half, 29-27. Vibrant Hurley leading Leola Frederick, and then, of course, Class A Vermilion Groton. They have not started yet as they're on the Mountain Time Zone, so that'll be at. So they will get started here coming up here in another 18 minutes or so. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes, run down stats and more. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
All bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. SNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at snbo.com, member FDIC.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Crop insurance from a farmer's perspective. That's what you'll find at Bauman Agency of Huron. Our six expert crop insurance agents are all involved in their own farming operations and are uniquely suited to truly understand the farmer's perspective of crop insurance. At Bauman Agency, we consider your operation's individual needs and welcome a chance to discover the right coverage for your farm. Call us at 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency. Crop insurance from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, 50, down, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
At the half, 25-21, Roosevelt and Huron. Huron leading here at the half. We'll give you the rundown of the scoring. And for Roosevelt, Hayden Goff leads the way with 9 points, 4 points for Nasser Ismail, 3 points, Memphis Bylander, 3 for Akeem Moko, and 2 points for Logan Nielsen. For the Huron Tigers, 10 for Anderson Porridge, 6 for Blake Elwine, 3 for C.J. Gainey, and 2 points apiece for Colton Ogle and Carson Evans. Still working on some stats here. We'll take another timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to Sioux Falls. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Senior Care is looking for caring and compassionate caregivers in the area to become a part of their team and join their mission of enhancing the lives of aging adults. No experience necessary. Homestead Senior Care will train the right individual in Huron and Mitchell. Apply online, homestead.com/425, click on Careers. Homestead Senior Care is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is April from the Diamond Store. We want you to know that we know. What do we know? At the Diamond Store, we know you want honesty. At the Diamond Store, we know you want quality. At the Diamond Store, we know you want great service. At the Diamond Store, we know your jewelry is important to you. It is to us as well. So come to the Diamond Store, your local hometown jewelers, who just know. We're here for your engagement, anniversaries, and all the days in between. The Diamond Store, 218 North Main, Mitchell.
Kurtz Heating and Cooling wishes the Huron Tigers the best of luck in the State Boys AA Basketball Tournament, whether it's 30 below or a hot summer night. Curtis Heating and Cooling of Huron is there for you and your family if you happen to have problems with your furnace or central air unit. Give Kurt a call at 605-352-5316 for an appointment to have your furnace or central air unit checked or updated. Kurt's Heating and Cooling. Now let's go Tigers!
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJD are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And back here, both teams back on the floor as we get set for our second half from the Denny and Sioux Falls, Roosevelt and Huron. Huron leading 25-21. Rundown of the halftime stats. I gave you the scoring. Shooting, Roosevelt 8 of 26 for 31%. 1 of 10 on threes for 10%. And Roosevelt 4 of 6 on free throws. Huron 9 of 24 from the field, 37.5%. 1 of 13 on threes, and that's 8%. Huron 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Huron was 17 rebounds, 15 for Roosevelt. Roosevelt has 5 for Hayden Goff. For Huron, Gavin Moding and Anderson Porridge each have 4. 5 turnovers apiece here in the first half. Blake Elwine has 3 assists. I thought there might be a couple more, but he has passed the ball well. And at the half, Huron leading 25-21. Getting set for the second half here. We can take another timeout of 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial.
This was 1 minute, so get it back to me after this one.
Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Start the second half, and Roosevelt with the ball going to my left here for the third and fourth quarter. Ismael, top of the key. Huron starts with their same starting five, different starters for Roosevelt, of course, as they kind of changed it up. 1-3-1 zone to start the second half for Huron. Drive, scoop, blocked by Elwine. The miss there by Thomas. Rebound by Huron. In the front court, Porish has it on the right wing, isolated out there, but he just gives it back up top to Moding. Moding at the key, comes right side. Now Elwine isolated, Porish top of the key. Porish looks left, nothing there. Now goes low post up for Ganey at the block. He'll go with the fadeaway on the baseline, knock it down as the shot clock was running down. 5 for Ganey, and Huron equals their biggest lead of the game, 27-21, 6 points. Now Huron back in straight man-to-man, just showed the zone for the first possession. Ismael dribbles off to the left, waiting for some help. Now flips it left side to Thomas. Back up top, Goff. Goff against Moding. Thomas in the corner. Thomas left side. Again, now it's Roosevelt being patient. Drive, spin move, hard to the hoop, off glass, no good. Missed there by Thomas, a sweet move, but couldn't finish the shot. Here on a chance to open up their biggest lead of the game. 3 for Elwine, and he got hit after the shot. Maybe a little play acting there on the part of Blake. That'll be foul number two on Nielsen, and presumed three free throws pending for Blake Elwine. Blake was 6 points in the first half, and he will shoot three. 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter, here on a 27-21 lead. First free throw is good for Elwine. Six and a half minutes to go, third quarter. Second shot for Elwine is good. He has eight. And Huron has their biggest lead of the game now at 29-21, and still a free throw pending for Elwine. And got all three, and Huron opens up a 9-point lead, 30-21, early in the third quarter. Huron again showing some trap, get into the front court, get it up ahead to Elijah Johnson. Now Ismail on the drive, shoots over Moting and Elwine, no good. Rebound, scramble underneath, and coming out of there with it was Nielsen. Not sure how he got it, but he did. And Nielsen gets the first bucket of the second half for Roosevelt. It's 30-23. Elwine drives, pitch in the corner, fake. Open shot, 18-footer, baseline for Porish, no good. And on the rebound, a foul going to go on Roosevelt. Didn't really see what happened there. I just saw Gavin Moting clapping his hands after the whistle blew. And Huron will inbound it on the baseline. McNeil looking, lobs it all the way out to Moting near the timeline. Ismail out on her between the legs. Now Moting still on the dribble, top of the key. Dribbles off to the left. Ismail staying right with him. Free throw line, kick back out to Porish. Now in the corner is McNeil. McNeil flip back three for Ganey. Yes! Ganey with the three. 8 points for Ganey and a timeout on the floor. Here on biggest lead of the game, 33-23, 5:42 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
5:42 to go, third quarter here on their biggest lead of the game, 33-23. Haven't shot the threes well, but C.J. Ganey has hit a pair here late in the second, here early in the third quarter. And here on their biggest lead, Ismail backs his way in into the paint. McNeil stays with him, back door, and reverse layup, no good. Nielsen kind of bobbled the ball and couldn't gather his feet and missed the reverse. And here on with the rebound, and Elwine goes right to the block, right over Nielsen for the layup. And Elwine in double figures with 11 points, and Huron extends the lead to 35-23. Ismail drives on McNeil, goes in, shot up. Boy, he got that up high off the window over Elwine. Ismail, that was an acrobatic shot. And Porish backs his way in, shoots the short jumper. It's good, and right now Huron just exploiting their height. Porish with a dozen, and Huron back up by a dozen. Low post, and it's knocked away from Nielsen. Long pass, Ganey to McNeil, and off balance, couldn't get the layup to go. Led him a little too far. Almost a breakaway layup, but the ball back on the Roosevelt end. Nielsen back door, got a man open. The shot is short as Ganey was able to change the shot of Johnson. Johnson looked like he was wide open. Ganey came back with a great defensive play. Porish free throw line back to Elwine. Nielsen out with him. Now flips in the corner. Another three for Ganey. That one way too strong. Rebound on the weak side for Roosevelt. Bringing the ball up. Elijah Johnson flips right side to Goff. Goff a long three. It's short. Rebound comes out long. And Ganey able to come down with it. Ganey had the ball knocked away. And then a foul going to go on Ismail as he cut in front of a CJ. And we'll have our media timeout. 3:59 to go in the third quarter. And Huron leading 37-25. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Creation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, a sad note here as we come off the timeout. Trace Wenz is back on the bench, but still in uniform, but crutches and a big ice pack on that right leg. Well, hope for the best on that diagnosis, but it didn't look good when it happened. Trace going down with an injury in the second quarter, so he is out on the bench, but hopefully it's not a too hard of a road for him back. Inbounds, Huron off the timeout. Evans back into the game along with Ogle and Haig. Moting, top of the key, looks inside. Now flip it back out to Ogle. In the corner, it goes to Elwine. Elwine on the baseline. He's guarded by Brower. And Brower deflects the pass but comes right down to Moting. Moting kicks out three for Elwine. No good. And the rebound up high. And keeping his balance coming down was Tiger for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Kamari Thomas with the ball at the top of the key, flips right side. A couple of new guys back in, Garang back in. He'll take the three right wing, no good. Offensive rebound by Tiger, gets it out. Three for Brower, got it. Brower with the bucket, that was badly needed for Roosevelt. Elwine into the front court as the lead is back at 9 for Huron, 37-28. Ball's bobbled there, now get the control, flip. Well, Evans had trouble, now finally does find Moting. Moting drifts off to the right. And there's the foul gonna go, that was an easy one to call. Isaiah Garang had his arm completely hooked around the waist of Blake Elwine. Picks up his first foul, and that will be the fourth team on Roosevelt. Huron will have the bonus on any more Roosevelt fouls, and we still have 2:51 to go, third quarter. Moting, waiting, and now flips in the corner to Ogle. Down low, it's to Haig. Haig against Garang, has to kick out to Elwine. Elwine, couple of hesitation moves, now double-teamed. Goes in with a left right-handed scoop. He spun, nobody was there on his right-hand side, and he gets the scoop shot to go. And Huron back up by 11 with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Into the front court, it's Kamari Thomas, top of the key. Almost lost the ball. Evan stays with him, now goes to the hoop, and are they going to count it? They do. He was hacked either by Evans or Haig, I believe. And at the free throw line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play is Johnson. Free throw is no good. Nobody goes after the rebound. Finally, Elwine does grab it. Left side, Evans for three. Evans spotted up. Boko was late getting out there, and Carson Evans knocks down a three. Huron gets the lead back up to 12. Three for Tiger, no good. Rebound Elwine, and he's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Garang, and that's going to put Elwine to the line for two free throws. Well, that was a quick three and out again by Roosevelt. And we walk down to the Huron end and two free throws for Blake Elwine. Huron up 42-30 with 2:01 to go in the third quarter. I think everybody that has a jersey has been into the game except one guy for Roosevelt. First free throw good for Elwine. He's got 14 points. He's scored 8 here in the third quarter. One more shot and bounced in, 2 for Elwine. And Elwine goes, I believe for the first time, Elwine goes, hits the bench with Huron, their biggest lead now at 44-30. 2:01 to go in the third quarter. Porish back on the floor for Huron. Into the front court. It's Johnson. He'll back it out. Lob low post and kick out. Top of the key, Tiger. He'll take the 3. Got it. Jamari Tiger with the 3 ball and the lead back to 11, 44-33. Minute 40 to go, third quarter. Ganey working against pressure and the ball through the hands of Evans. Carson needs to go up and catch that with both hands. Tried to do it one-handed. Roosevelt trying to get some momentum. 3, right wing, no good. And the rebound had 3 Tigers come together. They knock it away from each other, and that gives Tiger the rebound and the putback. Foul or a kick going to go on Roosevelt, but Huron had 3 guys around that rebound. They knocked it away from each other, and that allowed a Tiger to grab it and get the easy putback. And just like that, the lead is down to 9, 44-35 with a minute 19 to go in the third quarter. A 3, a turnover, and then a 2. Full court pressure still here by Roosevelt. Ogle in the backcourt. Goes in the middle, Evans, and gets it across the timeline. Evans drifts off to the right, hands it off to Ganey. Ganey has Porish, top of the key, swing it to Ogle. 3 in the corner, back of the iron, no good. Brower with the rebound, and Roosevelt has their best momentum of the game right now within 9. And with the ball, Johnson drives with Porish, high off the glass for 2. Tough shot for Kamari Thomas, and now Roosevelt going to get the tie ball in the backcourt. It'll still be here on ball, but Roosevelt on a 7-0 run, they pulled within 44-37, and that's going to bring Moating and Elwine back in. Again, Roosevelt, this is their best run of the ball game. 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's went from 44-30 to 44-37. And Moating and Elwine again back on the floor for the Huron Tigers. Full court pressure by Roosevelt, and they're being aggressive with it too. Fake now, Moating up the floor as Tiger trips him from behind, and ooh, that was a nasty spill for Moating. He kind of clutched at that right shoulder after that. Tiger will pick up the foul, and that will be his first. And 2 free throws pending now for Gavin Moating. Gavin has not scored, has not shot here in the game. 40 seconds to go, third quarter, and Roosevelt has cut the lead to 7, was once 14. Free throw, no good for Moating. I think that is the first miss from the free throw line for the Huron Tigers this afternoon. One more shot for Moating, senior for the Tigers. And missed them both. Rebound, though, Elwine, and he'll just bring it back out. And boy, Johnson certainly in his girl, Thomas. Here's Elwine on the drive. Has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Porish to the hoop. Had it blocked. And then a foul going to go on Evans going after the rebound. Well, opportunities there for Huron, and I believe it was Garang that went up and blocked the shot of Porish. And Evans will pick up his third foul. He'll come off the floor as McNeil back in. Shot clock off with 27 seconds left, so Roosevelt a 7-0 run and a chance to score here before the end of the third quarter and take the momentum into the fourth quarter. 6 minutes after 1 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Roosevelt looks like they're holding it for 1 shot. Screen set, and now drive in the middle. There's the little bunny hop shot up, no good. Rebound underneath, kick out 3 for Tiger. Got it. Offensive rebound, and Tiger drills it. And that will end the third quarter, and an 8-0 run to end the third quarter. Or excuse me, a 10-0 run to end the third quarter for Roosevelt. And it's a tight game again, 44-40 here on leads. We head to the fourth after a 1 minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
A Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance,
Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Hop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We head to the fourth quarter, a 10-0 run by Roosevelt in the third, and this game has gotten tight again. 44-40 Huron as we start the fourth quarter. Jamari Tiger has been the spark as he hit two threes and a two right in a row. And that has brought Roosevelt back into the game. There's Tiger again. He'll take another three over Moding. Got it again. 11 points all in about the last 4 minutes, and it's a one-point game. And a steal by Roosevelt on the press. Underneath, reverse layup, no good, and a foul on Huron. And things have unraveled quickly. 13-0 run by Roosevelt. They have a chance to take the lead from the free throw line early in the fourth quarter. At the free throw line is Kamari Thomas. Free throw is good. We are tied. It was 44-30. Now it's 44-44 with 7:38 to go in the game. Second shot is good, and Roosevelt leads for the first time since early in the ball game. 15-0 run, and they're up 45-44. Foul on Roosevelt as somebody was trying to get a steal on Gavin Moding. The foul is on Moko. That is his second. Huron's got to settle down and get back into the offense when things were working. Roosevelt was struggling defending the Tigers. Left side, it's Ganey. He's got Moko on him. Back up top of the key, Moding. Moding dribbles off to the right. Free throw line, Porish. Porish backs his way in, puts up the baby hook. No good. Rebound slapped out. Last touch by Garang, and Huron will keep possession. Boy, Huron just got to score the basketball right now as things have really gotten away from him here in the last 5 minutes of basketball time. 3-4 Ganey, no good, airballed it. Rebound tipped and right to Porish. Porish hard to the hoop, he misses but is fouled. Porish with the offensive rebound, and he'll get two to give Huron a chance to regain the lead. 5-0 I believe is on Tiger, that'd be his second. Porish, free throw is good. Porish having his best game of the tournament. He's got 13 points. We're tied at 45. Second shot is in and out. No good. We're tied at 45. Rebound by Jackson Brower. Roosevelt a chance to regain the lead. Thomas almost lost the ball. Flips it left side to Garang. Now in the corner, Brower. Brower, left side, Tiger. Top of the key. Come off right side. Bounce pass. Drive by Thomas. Thomas goes underneath with the reverse layup for two. Used the baseline to his advantage. Kamari Thomas with the bucket. He's got eight all here in the second half. Roosevelt up two, 47-45 into the front court. Lake Elwine, top of the key, spins, leans in, shot up, no good, and he'll go to the line for two. Foul was on Kamari Thomas, his first, and third team foul on Roosevelt. 6:34 to go in the game, but Roosevelt a furious rally in a short amount of time. They've taken the lead. Free throw good for Blake Elwine. He has 16 to lead the Tigers in scoring. Might be leading all scorers. Second shot is good. Elwine perfect from the line. We're tied at 47 here on defense. Got to start getting some stops. There hasn't been very many of them here lately. Thomas, free throw line, goes into the lane, tries to lob down low, go back door to Garang. Garang had the ball on the floor, and Ganey with the steal. Probably too much passing under the basket there for Roosevelt. In the front court, here comes Elwine, spins, off-balance 10-footer, no good, and I think it was blocked, and Roosevelt clears. Thomas into the front court, has it at the top of the key. Tiger, three at the key, in and out, went all the way down. We finally got him to miss one. Tied at 47, inside of 6 minutes to go in the game. Moting into the front court, flips back to Elwine as Huron tries to spread the floor, get some more room in the lane. Porridge comes out to set a screen. Elwine comes right, they pick him up. Now he'll go in, have a wide open lane, and blew the layup. Oh, an easy layup. Probably should have dunked it. He didn't get it. Down the floor, back door, open the ball, slapped away. Picked up by Tiger. Tiger goes the wraparound, almost threw it away. Here's the drive to the hoop by Thomas for two. Oh, Huron couldn't grab the rebound or the loose ball. And Roosevelt back up by two with 5:19 to go. Into the front court, it's Ganey on the wing. Ganey looking up top of the key, flips left side to Moting. Moting. Here's the cut to Porish, free throw line jumper, back of the iron, no good, and Tiger there with the rebound. Huron is 0-for-5 from the field here in the fourth quarter. We're inside of 5 minutes to go in the game. Tiger on the right wing, top of the key, Elwine. Now Tiger wants to drive, kick out three in the corner for Kerrang, no good, and Elwine there to grab the board. Up the floor, Ganey sprinting all the way in for the layup. Ganey with the bucket. He's got 10, and we're tied at 49. Media timeout will be coming up at the next whistle. Begeman telling his boys, slow it down a bit. Get yourself into the offense. Thomas, right side, almost had the ball knocked away. Brower up top, Tiger on the right side. Tiger at the top of the key. Now flips in the corner, Garang. Garang brings it back up. And Roosevelt has 9 seconds on the shot clock. Thomas almost lost the ball. He wants to drive, has the ball batted away. Looked like a travel, and he throws it away. Porish with the steal. Shot clock was running out. Down the floor, Moting. Moting will drive hard to the hoop, get double-teamed. Porish back door to Elwine. He gets fouled, and they do count it. I'm a little surprised they counted the shot. It looked like Elwine was still on the floor. Elwine gets the reverse layup. Huron goes back up by two, and we'll have the media timeout with 3:57 to go in the game. 51-49 Roosevelt. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Center of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Final media timeout of the game, and while we got a lot of timeouts left, Begeman has not taken one for Roosevelt. Bud's only taken one. So we'll see a lot of those get used here now down the stretch. Elwine to the line for the and one. That started before the timeout. Free throw is good, and you're on a three-point lead at 52-49 midway through the fourth quarter. Back into the game is Ismail. He was sitting for quite a while because there wasn't a whistle, and he was waiting to come in. Goff back in as well, and the steal by Elwine. Elwine one on two, just trying to get hold of the ball. Now gives to Ganey. Now Elwine here on a chance to extend the three-point lead. Porish on the right side. Porish brings it back up top of the key. He got the mismatch there with Goff on Elwine on the block if you want to go there. Ganey, and Budnagin's waving to go somewhere. I'm not sure where. Out on the left wing now, it's Elwine. Elwine will drive in, go with the scoop underneath Goff for the layup. Blake Elwine just used his height to his advantage. He's got 22, and Huron opens up a five-point lead. 3:08 to go in the ball game. Goff for three at the key. It's short. Rebound slapped out right to McNeil. Gets it up to Moating, and Moating, he just wants to slow it down. Long three, no good for Elwine. Rebound on the weak side, Ismail. Ismail will push into the front court, go into the lane, back out Tiger. Right side, it's Goff. Now Ismail, he's with Ganey. He'll drive hard to the hoop. Had the ball slapped away by Porish. Will still be Roosevelt ball. 2:41 to go, and Huron up 54-49. Timeout Huron Tigers. Timeout Huron, 2:41 to go, 54-49. Huron will take a timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
Timeout here on 2:41 to go. Here on up five, Roosevelt will inbound on the baseline. They go down low to Garang, or Moco, excuse me. Now Tiger. Tiger will drive on Elwine, kick it out. Brower in the corner. Tiger, a quick release three off the mark, airballed it. Just hurried the shot, rebound McNeil, and Huron, five-point lead and the ball, 2:24 to go. Elwine will handle the ball with Goff out on him. Trying to use a screen from Ganey, nothing there. Now flicks it left side to Moating on the wing. Porish will start the drive. He's got Brower on him. Porish back up top, Ganey for three. Yes! Ganey drills his third three of the game, and Huron extends the lead to eight. 57-49, inside of 2 minutes to go. Jumper in the paint. Ismail with the answer for Roosevelt. Huron's lead cut to six. Pressure in the backcourt by Roosevelt, and the ball knocked away from Moating, picked up by Ismail. He's going to be fouled by Elwine. I'm not sure if Elwine thought he got the clean block or if he thought Moating was being mugged over there on the double team. Moating is a little slow to get up as well. Official just came over and told Blake, just settle down. And Moating is very slow up. And he's going to come off the floor. Carson Evans going to come in for him. Ismail will get two free throws. 57-51, the lead is six, but two free throws pending for Nader Ismail with a minute 42 to go in the game. Free throw is in and out, no good. Garang back in, he replaces Moco. And also back in is Kamari Thomas for Roosevelt. So I didn't see where Gavin Moating went. Second free throw, no good. Missed them both. Porish up high with the board. Working the pressure. Porish into the front court. Trapped in the middle of McNeil. In the corner is Elwine. Elwine will drive. Goff knocked it away, but stepped on the baseline trying to save it. And Huron will keep possession. Minute 33 to go. Huron 57. Roosevelt 51. Huron starts that out-of-bounds player. Everybody starts at the timeline. In the corner, Ganey trying to post it up. Goff comes around, doesn't get there, and a foul going to go on Goff. And that will put Elwine to the line. Hayden Goff with the foul. That is his second. And Blake Elwine to the line to shoot two. Minute 31 to go. Again, Roosevelt has all five timeouts left at this point. Elwine, free throw is good. Elwine, one more shot. And hits them both, and the lead back to 8, 59-51. Timeout, I believe, Huron. Minute 31 to go. Huron back up by 8. We'll take a timeout here of 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
91 seconds to go in the game. Huron 59, Roosevelt 51. Huron with two timeouts. And again, Begeman has yet to use a timeout on that Roosevelt bench. I imagine they'll start coming if they start scoring. Some pressure in the backcourt. Just make them work to bring it in. Kamari Thomas being checked there by McNeil as he gets it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Garang. He'll drive. Attack the basket. Block from behind. A late whistle and a foul going to go on Huron. I think the block was okay, but I think somebody kind of tapped him on the forehead. Kamari Thomas will shoot two. Thomas with 10 points all here in the second half. He's 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Minute 21 remaining. First free throw is good. I don't think anybody's in real serious foul trouble. Ismail is 3 for Roosevelt, and I guess Carson Evans out there with 4. Nobody else more than 2 for Huron. Both free throws good for Thomas, and the lead is back at 6, 59-53, and there's the first timeout by Roosevelt. Timeout Roosevelt, minute 21 to go, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports. Minute 21 to go in the game.
The Sports KIJV.
Minute 21 to go in the game. Roosevelt uses their first timeout. They're going to come with full court pressure, and Huron has struggled handling this full court. McNeil will inbound, get it to Ganey in the corner. He's trapped now. Porish double team. Now back to Ganey. Long pass, dangerous. Got it to Elwine in the front court. Now Porish in the middle. And Roosevelt's just going to have to be aggressive, try to get the steal, and there's a near steal, but Porish grabs it as Thomas almost got there. Huron running some shot clock. 1 minute to go in the game, and Moding gets fouled. Moding back into the game. Good to see that. Gavin will go to the line for two. Gavin has not scored 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 58 seconds to go. Huron up 6, and Moding to shoot 2. Just one of them would make it a 3-possession game again. First free throw is good. 3-possession game, and Colton Ogle and Holden Haig come back in for the Tigers. As Moding will measure up the second free throw. Free throw is good. Huron back up by 8, 61-53, less than a minute to go in the game. Roosevelt's got to hurry. They got to score. Thomas on the drive, kick out. Tiger for 3, got it. The man has been on fire in the second half. 4 threes in the second half for Tiger. And 14 points, timeout. Roosevelt will take a timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Home Instead Senior Care is looking for caring and compassionate caregivers in the area to become a part of their team and join their mission of enhancing the lives of aging adults. No experience necessary. Home Instead Senior Care will train the right individual in Huron and Mitchell. Apply online, homeinstead.com/425, click on carriers. Home Instead Senior Care is an equal opportunity employer.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Inbounds off the press. Haig has it coming up the right side. Now back to Moding, and a foul going to go on Roosevelt. Tiger has a look of disbelief on his face, but taking nothing away from Holden Haig, but if you're going to foul somebody, as Roosevelt's going to foul somebody, be Holden. Holden with two shots. That three brought Roosevelt within five. Holden Haig has not scored in the game. Misses the first one. He'll get one more. Second free throw for the lefty. Back of the iron, no good. Tiger up high with the rebound. Roosevelt can get it to a one-possession game with 40 seconds to go with a possession here. Drive, Thomas lost the ball on the floor. Jump ball, possession here on Tigers. Or do we call, yep, jump ball, possession here on Tigers. Effectively a turnover. Huron will get the ball back. And Porish will come in for Haig. And everybody's got a smile on their bench with Haig shooting the free throws, including Holden himself. And on the possession arrow, Huron will get the ball. Shot clock off now with 33 seconds to go in the game. And Huron a five-point lead. Inbounds Elwine in the corner, now Ganey. And Roosevelt not fouling right away here. Bounce pass Porish. Porish now triple teamed. Gets it up ahead and Moding in the front court. Now back to Elwine. And Elwine will get fouled by Garang. But Huron ran a lot of time off there. I thought Roosevelt would come out and get a foul right away. But Blake Elwine will go to the line with 20.9 seconds left. And here on a five-point lead, Blank has been at the free throw line a ton here in the second half. First free throw is good. I'm having trouble counting. It's over 10. One more shot for Elwine. This will make it a three-possession game, and he does. Three-possession game. And Haig in. Elwine out, gets a standing O, and we have five seniors on the floor for Huron. Moding, Ganey, Evans, Ogle, and Haig. 16, 15 seconds to go. The ball knocked away. Tiger with the ball. Tiger can't get the shot off. Now the drive by Goff. His scoop shot will go, and Roosevelt's just going to let Huron run the clock out, and the Huron Tigers will come home with a victory here in the state AA boys basketball tournament. The final score, Huron 63, Roosevelt 58. I'm guessing it's going to be a very long postgame show, so stick around. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports.
The best of luck in the state boys AA basketball tournament, whether it's 30 below or a hot summer night. Curtis Heating and Cooling of Huron is there for you and your family if you happen to have problems with your furnace or central air unit. Give Kurt a call at 605-352-5316 for an appointment to have your furnace or central air unit checked or updated. Kurt's Heating and Cooling. Now let's go Tigers.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First,
can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we are back here at Sioux Falls as they're doing the medal presentation. Right now it's Roosevelt getting their medals, and then the Huron Tigers will do the same for their seventh place win here in the AA state tournament. Still working on some of my stats here. And it's going to be an extended post game here. We'll talk to Bud. We'll see if I have anybody else to talk to. Hey, cool. Farmers Union Insurance, one of the corporate sponsors for the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Our local agent, Blaine Anderson, has the opportunity to give out the medals. Kind of nice when that happens. So we got somebody from Huron going to give our Huron boys, including his own son, the medal here for the seventh place here at the AA tournament. So kind of cool when that happens as well. Another 2 minute timeout. We'll continue Gary Zell Auto Glass post game on Dakota Sports.
The Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, Tim Budnagan receiving the plaque and the ball, and he tells his seniors, you take the plaque, I'll take the basketball. Here on Tigers seventh place, congratulations for the seniors. Way to end your season, getting a win in your final game as a Huron Tiger. And for those coming back, use this as a building block and make it extend here for the future. Here's the rundown on the scoring as Roosevelt finishes at 15-9. Jamari Tiger with 14 points all in the second half. Kamari Thomas with 12 points, again, all in the second half. Hayden Goff had 11 points. Most of that came in the first half. Nasir Ismail had 8 points. 4 for Logan Nielsen. Memphis Bylander had a 3 and also 3 points for Akeem Moko. For the Huron Tigers, 26 for Blake Elwine, 14 of 14 on the free throws. 13 points apiece for C.J. Gainey and Adderson Porridge. Carson Evans had 5 and 2 points apiece. Gavin Moding, Trace Wenz, and Colton Ogle. Shooting in the game, the Tigers were 19 of 46 for 41%. Tough day on the three-point, but boy, C.J. Gainey hit 2 three-pointers that really gave Huron momentum. Huron, though, just 4 of 21 from the 3, and that is 19%. But 21 of 26 from the free throw line, most of that from Blake Elwine, and Anderson Porish was 5 of 6 as well, 81%. On the free throws, and that is a big factor in this as well. Right. Roosevelt went 22 of 54 from the field for 41%, 6 of 23 on threes for 26%. Tiger was 4 of 8 on threes, and I assume all in the second half. Roosevelt was 8 of 13 from the field. Rebounding, Huron had 33, 7 for both Blake Elwine and Anderson Porish, 6 for Gavin Moding, 29 rebounds for Roosevelt, 6 for Hayden Goff, and those are the totals here as the Huron Tigers come out with the win this afternoon, 63-58, and they will take home 7th place here from the AA basketball tournament. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and continue our postgame here. Coach Bud will come in. He might bring some players out. I don't know. We didn't discuss it. We'll see if he does. If he does, we'll talk to them as well. 2 minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
Luck in the State Boys AA Basketball Tournament, whether it's 30 below or a hot summer night. Curtis Heating and Cooling of Huron is there for you and your family if you happen to have problems with your furnace or central air unit. Give Kurt a call at 605-352-5316 for an appointment to have your furnace or central air unit checked or updated. Kurt's Heating and Cooling. Now let's go Tigers!
Crop insurance from the experts. That's what you'll find at Bauman Agency of Huron. Our agents are well-versed in our full line of crop insurance products and use them on our farms and ranches. At Bauman Agency, we take pride in our expertise, top-notch service, and best-fit products for your farm. Be it multi-peril, crop hail, livestock, pasture, and more, we have you covered. Call 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Again, back here in Sioux Falls as we continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game. Let's see if we can do a First National Bank, or we will name the First National Bank player of the game, but first off, Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. The seventh place game in Class A. Midway through the second quarter, Groton leads Vermilion 37-19. The B seventh place game still late in the game, about a minute to go. Viberg Hurley 80, Leola Frederick 71, and that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. A reminder for here on Tiger Boys Basketball, the postseason potluck, Tiger Roar postseason potluck, will be next Thursday. I think there's a couple of band concerts coming up, so that'll be next Thursday at the High School Commons beginning at 6 o'clock, and everyone is welcome to attend. We'll take another timeout here of 2 minutes waiting for Coach to come out, and we can talk about a win to end the season. Here on Tigers finish out the season at 14-10. 14 wins was four over the goal that was set at the beginning of the season. We'll take a timeout again here of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Air is looking for caring and compassionate caregivers in the area to become a part of their team and join their mission of enhancing the lives of aging adults. No experience necessary. Home Instead Senior Care will train the right individual in Huron and Mitchell. Apply online, homeinstead.com/425, click on careers. Home Instead Senior Care is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is April from the Diamond Store. We want you to know that we know. What do we know? At the Diamond Store, we know you want honesty. At the Diamond Store, we know you want quality. At the Diamond Store, we know you want great service. At the Diamond Store, we know your jewelry is important to you. It is to us as well. So come to the Diamond Store, your local hometown jewelers, who just know. We're here for your engagement, anniversaries, and all the days in between. The Diamond Store, 218 North Main, Mitchell.
Kurtz Heating and Cooling wishes the Huron Tigers the best of luck in the State Boys AA Basketball Tournament, whether it's 30 below or a hot summer night. Curtis Heating and Cooling of Huron is there for you and your family if you happen to have problems with your furnace or central air unit. Give Kurt a call at 605-352-5316 for an appointment to have your furnace or central air unit checked or updated. Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Now let's go Tigers.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we are back here at the summit. Or I should say the summit. That's where I was last week. We are at the Denny Sanford Premier Center as we wrapped up a Huron Tiger boys basketball season with a 63-58 win in the seventh place game this afternoon. So Tigers will have that seventh place plaque. And little, I didn't bring this up because I didn't want to jinx us, but Coach Budenhagen, for all the years he's coached boys basketball, I'm not sure if this goes for girls basketball. For all the years he's coached boys basketball, he has finished every place in a state tournament except for eighth. He's finished first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. He has never had an eighth place finish in a state tournament, so Bud's always been able to have the boys come home with at least one W at a state tournament, and that streak is extended this year as the Tigers get the win here this afternoon. Watertown and Jefferson in their warm-ups, and they'll be tipping off here shortly. My guess is my post-game is going to be bleeding into the start of the Watertown Jefferson game, but that's fine. We got our nice spot here, and we can talk to Coach Bud and kind of wrap up a season here with a seventh place finish for the Huron Tigers. Another minute, 2 minute timeout. We'll be back with more here from Sioux Falls. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes
make this
Huron
a
Tigers
three-minute break.
Block.
Make this a
Go,
three-minute
Tigers.
Break. He is bringing the senior boys
As
on.
Your
like
child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with your family at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant. Enjoy our Easter buffet of prime rib, ham, turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green bean casserole, glazed carrots, mac and cheese salad, tossed salad, broccoli salad, and cottage cheese pockets with cream sauce. Plus, a dessert bar. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant Easter buffet is Sunday, March 31st from 10:30 till 3. Call 605-352-1639 for reservations.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll-free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And once again, we're back in Sioux Falls. Continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. The five seniors on this Huron Tiger team just finished out their careers, and they've come to join us. We'll keep it brief here. We won't make it go too bad here. First one is probably the kid I've known the second longest of these five, Holden Haig. That goes back to the 4-H days. First off, though, I don't have my roster in front of me here. But Holden, what are you, 6'1 senior? Is that what they have you listed, I believe? Let me find that here real quick and get my glasses on real quick. Yeah. Okay, Holden Haig, 6'1 senior. How tall are you really?
5'11.
That's the first question I ask everybody. Sometimes it's right, though. First off, now, you had to sit 2 years. You did not play basketball since your freshman year because of injuries. I think I'm looking at a few scars there. Tell us about those injuries. I know you had some issues even in your elementary days, too.
Yeah, well, I started off with a knee surgery back in middle school, and then it led to two shoulder surgeries and a thumb surgery, so I've been through quite a bit. It's you gotta have a lot of adversity to sit through two seasons and watch all your friends go out there and have fun, but it makes you that much more hungry when you get back. Yeah, you have that much more on your shoulder. You have a chip on your shoulder, and you really want to go out there and get it done.
Now, you kind of question yourself about playing your senior year, but I imagine these guys behind you kind of convinced you you need to be here.
Yeah, actually, my sophomore year, I went to a few open mats for wrestling. I wasn't sure if I was going to come back to basketball. And anyway, my shoulder dislocated, and then I heard Coach Bud got the head coach position in, and that, between those two things, it kind of just swayed me back to basketball, so.
Okay, and again, I know you back from the 4-H days, and, you know, it's still a story I tell. You were probably, what, sixth grade, maybe right in there, and I, you know, you're showing sheep, and I said, what's the hardest part about the things you do is like showing sheep? What was your answer?
I said sheep aren't very bright.
No, you said sheep are stupid.
Oh, sheep are stupid, and I still live by that.
See, that's one thing. I grew up on a farm, but I never had to deal with sheep. So, but, you know, it's been great fun here. One other thing, too, and I think I did tell you this before. I didn't know until this year you were left-handed. So considering you have two twin brothers that are older, you think one of them would have been left-handed. But I guess you did carry the bad shoulder thing with Landon.
Yeah, well, Landon is actually left-handed, too. And so he shot right-handed, but he writes and stuff left-handed. Yeah, I guess the shoulder genes got handed down through him to me as well, unfortunately, but.
Well, overall now, you're done here with your basketball career, had a great football season as well, and you gutted out injuries there as well. What's next for Holden Haig?
Well, I plan on going to SDSU and majoring in mechanical engineering.
And what's that get you, mechanical engineering, at the end of the day? Well, I mean, what kind of job would you be looking at?
I wanna somehow tie it into agriculture, so somewhere like Raven or like stuff to do with like precision planting and stuff like that.
So, well, it's been fun here, and it's been great knowing you these last 6 years. It's been fun. Best of luck.
Thank you. It's truly a brotherhood. I'm glad I did it.
Holden Haig, our first of the five seniors. Next one that will sit in is Colton Ogle. Okay, 6'3 senior. Yeah, how tall are you really?
I'll give myself about 6'2, I'd say.
I figured you were at least close. So.
Yeah, I didn't think Bud wanted to give me too much, so I didn't have to guard the big guy very much, but I'd say a good 6'2.
Okay, first thing I'll say to you, here's how old I am. I remember doing games with a girl named Angie Zepp back when she was in high school. That is Colton's mother.
Yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah, I didn't know you did hers, but she's definitely told me about some of her games. And
yeah, junior, senior year, they had a loaded team when she was a junior.
Yeah, she talks about that a lot, and she definitely says she had fun starting on that team and having a good year that year.
Now, let's talk about your role in this team. It seems like they're like you, Carson. We always have a senior or two like this. You just waited your chance to play varsity. You had to wait till your senior year. You got your role. It took a little while to settle into your role, it seemed like, but you kind of found what your niche was.
Yeah, I kind of... it's a little different from last year, because last year in JV I kind of scored a little bit more, and this year I struggled a little bit on the scoring end, so I really picked up the defensive end, and I felt like that was really my role this year, just help us out on defense.
And overall, you know, it's great to get here to the state tournament. We haven't been here often, and I'm sure it has to be nice to be with your bunch here.
Yeah, I'm definitely proud. We came together. We worked hard. And when we were younger, we didn't play on the same team. So we really came together these past couple years and got some wins going and put together a state tournament. Even if it's seventh place, I'm proud to be here. So,
what's next for Colton Ogle?
I think I'm going to take it to SDSU and major in natural resource law enforcement.
So is that Game Fish and Parks? Is that what you're looking at?
Yep, Game Fish and Parks, hoping to become a game warden in the future.
Are you a hunter and a fisherman?
Yeah, I can call myself a hunter, I guess, okay. A little bit.
Well, hey, it's been great fun. Congratulations on the season. Been fun watching you.
Thank you, sir.
Colton Ogle, that's our number two here. We'll see who's going to jump in next, and it'll be Gavin Moding. And Gavin, 6 foot senior. 6 foot senior, how tall are you actually?
I'm actually 5'10", but I don't like to say that to people because nobody likes people below 6 foot. So.
Oh, it looked like we all liked you here. So talk about your journey here through you didn't start last year, but you played starter minutes, and that really kind of set you up for this year.
Yeah, I really just tried to help the team on defense because when I grew up, I was always a passer, and I always found CJ. He was my shooter, and as I grew up, I really fit into a role of I'm going to run around ground and play my hardest no matter what I do. And I think I did that to my best of my ability. So.
And defensively, it just seemed like you, well, of course, you and CJ were pretty much interchangeable there defensively, but you guys were always seeing some pretty tough guys.
Oh, yeah. The guards we went against were some fast guys and skilled, but we kept with them, I think, and we played as hard as we could no matter who we were facing, so.
And it had to be pretty sweet, as I've said to the other two here, your senior year. You know, we haven't been here as much as we'd like to be. It's nice to get back this year.
Yeah, I missed it. I missed having a crowd. And ever since we watched those guys back in 2020, and they were just so good, and I wanted to get back to that point so bad. And this year we were able to, so that was awesome.
And finally, what's next for Gavin Moding?
I'm going to college at USD for business, and I don't think there's any more sports in my future, but I guess we never know, so.
Okay, well, there's a guy right there you need to talk to. He's a business guy from USD. You talk to him.
I will. I'll do that. Thank you.
Hey, congratulations. It's been fun, and the homecoming touchdown, that's still my favorite play of this year.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a great moment.
Gavin Moding, that's our third guy, and coming up next is Carson Evans. And first off, explain footy. That everybody calls you footy. Bud tried to explain that to me. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, so when I was little, about, I don't know, 10 years old, whenever we'd go camping or anything outside, I would never have shoes or socks on. I'd always come in the house and my feet were just filthy. And, you know, my dad Todd Evans, he just enjoys nicknames. His nickname's Pup, so.
Yeah, we know that one.
So he gave all of us nicknames, like my sister's nickname's Boo, and my other sister's nickname is Ami. So, you know, he just kind of gives all of us nicknames because that's just who he is.
Now, 6 foot senior, how tall are you really?
I'd say that's about right, 6 foot.
So we didn't lie on you anyway.
No.
Okay. Well, just like talking to Colton Ogle before, you're a guy that you're a senior now. You waited your turn. You had to wait your senior year to get your turn. You found your role pretty quickly. Obviously, the Brandon Valley game at the end of the regular season was your best game of the season, popping those threes. But you found that you could shoot the three. You knew you were often going to have a defensive mismatch, somebody bigger. But I just felt like you fell in that role pretty quickly.
Yeah, and at the start of the season, Bud told me exactly what he wanted from me. And so I knew as a team, my teammates needed a shooter. And so I tried my best to get in the gym and shoot as much as I could and work on it, you know. Just because I knew that's what Bud needed from me, that's what my teammates needed from me, and it's my senior year, so we got to go get them.
And what's next for footy?
I'll be going to SDSU for engineering, and we'll see what happens from there.
So any area right now, or any area of engineering?
Yeah, I'm thinking either civil or electric. I'm leaning more towards civil, just for jobs and stuff, but okay. We'll see how it goes.
Well, it's been fun this year. You're a guy that battled some injuries too, right?
Yeah, my end of my sophomore year, during baseball season, actually, I was playing a pickup game at the Norby Center, and I dislocated my left kneecap just going for a rebound, you know, and about 2 weeks later, I had surgery, and I was back at about 2.5-3 months. So I worked my tail off just trying to get back, because I wanted to play as much as I could, and obviously nobody likes sitting out. So,
but it's great here to cap it off with this with your five guys here and playing in the state tournament.
Yeah, you know, I'm just truly blessed to have Bud as my coach, and just the guys around me, you know, all the senior class and people that showed up for the games, the fans. Just a lot of thanks to those people, and major thanks to Bud for believing in me and the other guys and putting together this team.
Hey, it's been fun, footy, and I never called you footy during the season because I didn't understand it, so, but congratulations, best of luck.
Thank you.
Carson Evans, or footy, and we get our final guy here, and this is the guy I've known the longest just because I remember when he was born. I forgot to turn around for the other pictures here, and CJ Gainey. I actually let it slip out yesterday, but it is Carson Gainey Jr., right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
I actually called you Carson by mistake. Yeah, I've called you CJ the whole time. Every once in a while I do the junior thing during a free throw, but just out of the blue, it yesterday came out. But I assume they went with CJ right off the bat.
Yeah, I usually go by CJ, but Carson Gainey Jr. is my real name, named after my dad.
Okay, and 6'1 senior, how tall are you actually?
Yeah, that was a lie. I'm 5'11". You always gotta bump up the height to be more intimidating, but you know, just you gotta act tough.
Well, just like I said, you're the one I've known the longest because I remember you were born when you were a baby. You were passed around like a side dish at the Little League fields back then. So talk about this season. You're a two-year starter, and you had expectations coming in. Hopefully you met most of them. Obviously you wanted to be playing at 7:45 tonight, but still, this was a nice way to end the season.
Yeah, I'm still glad we got here. It's just really tough starting in the season. Got a couple points. My goal just to start the season was to just like have a bigger role, like have more score, like more scoring, more like ball handling, just being that guy to take care of the ball and just make the team play better.
You know, and Gavin, just you're so interchangeable there at the front of the defense there. Didn't really matter. You knew you were going to be guarding somebody good, but also you knew you could also pass him off to Gavin.
Yeah, me and Gavin have been a duo since forever, since maybe third grade. Me and him have the best connection known to man.
You know, and then I just said to Gavin, my favorite play of the year was the homecoming touchdown he had to beat Sturgis, but then I remembered you had the 103-yard pick six, and that's one I'm going to have on my roll for a long time. Now, you're going to be a football player. You're going to Northern, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to Northern to be the safety. I'm going to study in pre-dental.
Pre-dental, so you're looking at having a, you better not look at my teeth, you're looking at having a, you're going to be in school for a while.
Yeah, plan is 6 years, and yeah, just hoping to get through it, do my role, and just have fun in Northern.
Now, what attracted you to Northern as far as football goes?
One, they had what I wanted to study, and then their defenses are like really nice defense. It gives me, I'm free safety, so they play cover zero, so I'm basically just by myself and I get to read the quarterback. So that's what basically drew me there.
So basically you're gonna be the definition of a free safety.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm gonna be playing the ball like I usually do.
Well, it's going to be tough not watching you play anymore because, well, you're a three-year starter for football, two-year starter for basketball. It's been fun. Congratulations. It's been great.
Thank you so much.
Carson Gainey Jr. or C.J. Gainey, that's the last of our five seniors. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes. Come back to talk to Bud next on Dakota Sports.
I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics that pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the STHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And once again, back here as we talk now to Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers come out with a 63-58 win to take seventh place here in the AA tournament. And, Coach, you didn't make it easy because we're here on Tigers. It's never easy. Give Roosevelt credit. We're up 14. They go on a 15-0 run, I think it is, take the lead. But the boys settled down, made plays at the end.
Yeah, they did. They played their tails off today. They were talkative, communicative. They really wanted this one. I know their hearts were broken yesterday. It says a lot about those guys, the way they came together today. Didn't start out so well, but all of a sudden in the second half, I thought we were just playing our best basketball of the year because we were talking to each other, had each other's back, made big plays defensively and offensively.
You know, and you look at the stats, we had three in double figures. Blake Elwine, 26 points, 14 of 14 on free throws. And, you know, when you can hit free throws like that, that is just such a weapon because nobody's guarding you.
Well, you know, it goes to all those, you know, the great players that we had. Amy Burnett, she would go 15 of 16 from the free throw line, have 10 field goals. Well, now you got 30 points. Eric Hall, same thing, you know. You got to get to the free throw line to score a lot of points. You just can't stand on the perimeter. I thought Blake grew up a lot this season. Beginning of the season, he stood out a lot on the perimeter. Towards the end of the year, he was getting to the box either by driving it or posting up.
And then the 13 from C.J. Gainey and Anderson Porridge. First off, Anderson, his best game of the tournament. We put a lot on that freshman's shoulders this year. And, his facial expression hardly ever changes. He was up to the task, but he knows the role even gets more next year.
Yeah, that's why it's hard to get mad at Andy, because he's just so level-headed. And he understands, when you talk to him, he understands what he needs to do. And if he doesn't, he asks you a question. He's a very cerebral player. I just think, you know, the way he rebounds, I mean, that ball goes up there, he's up there, he's snatching it. And then he's going to get better and better at, you know, getting the outlet and going and feeling more confident handling the ball. We got to work a lot on that this summer. But, you know, he's a tremendous player, and you forget that he and Blake are only a sophomore and a freshman. And that's a lot of stuff to carry throughout the year, especially when you're winning games and people have expectations for you.
Then C.J. Gainey also with 13 points. We did not have a good day from the three-point arc. We were 4 of 21, but 3 of the 4 C.J. hit, and 2 of them in particular were huge.
You know what? He's big shot. I think, you know, he's got ice water in his veins. He's hit those shots for us all year. You know, I don't know if he hit one in the first half, but second half all of a sudden, bang, bang, bang. Also, footies was huge, too. Right by the bench, over right by our bench in the second half. CJ just hits big shots. He anticipates so well on defense. He, Gavin, and Colton, McNeil, I mean, they're fierce out there guarding people. And really appreciate that. Like I told the guys, we're hard-nosed, we're gritty. Just because you guys get after it all the time and work hard.
And those five seniors we just talked to, they were the core of this team. You told me a long time ago, we go as far as where our seniors will take us. This group, they all, you know, I think, two of them started, three of them started. The other two coming off the bench, they had their, or no, three off the bench. Two started, three off the bench, but they all had their role. They all knew their role. And Holden Haggis found out his role was not shooting free throws.
Well, we threw him in there because we knew he was going to get fouled. In the last practice on Thursday, he stood there for about 20 minutes, you know, hitting free throws. So we thought he was good for two. And Coach Anderson had said, hey, these are in. You know what? Holden's a whole different character because of his servant leadership. I mean, he's a true leader. The way that, you know, he sacrifices for others, like Footy, like Colton. I mean, those guys could have complained all year long that they weren't getting a lot of playing time, but they did. They just came in and they just wanted to know, hey, we just want to help the team win. How can we do that? And I'm so appreciative of those three guys because they did that. And the other guys see that, and I think they really respect that.
So now as we look ahead here now, you do have three returning starters, but there's holes that are going to be need to be filled, especially on defense.
Yeah, there's a ton of minutes out there. Like we told the guys in the locker room afterwards, after we dismissed the seniors, we just said there's going to be a lot of expectations. People are going to expect a lot from this team. There's a lot of hard work to be done. This wasn't easy. And we got a lot of work to do this summer, this spring. But they got to get in the weight room. They got to go out for track, baseball, football, tennis, whatever, you know, whatever they go out for. They got to do that as well, become good athletes. And then this summer, like I said, we'll get back right at it again and hopefully meet those expectations.
And again, tough with Trace Wins, the junior. I always just say when that happens, fear the worst, hope for the best.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking, though, too. Dr. Carr thought that his ACL was stable, so that was the biggest worry for us, because he really played well today. I mean, he was really looking good, got that offensive rebound, layup right away, hunting his shot. I thought that he had a renewed energy today. And that's what we need from him next year, and we kind of, you know, that kind of hurt us a little bit today.
Yeah, but I like the fraternity there, too, right in front of Begeman. He was out there before anybody else was.
Yeah, we appreciate, you know, the Roosevelt staff, you know, helping us out. Their training staff helped us out. We really appreciate that. And then Dr. Carr came down. We appreciate him, too, taking a look at it.
So now wrap it up, 14-10. The goal was 10 wins. You exceeded it by four. Let's exceed it by four next year.
That would be great. One last thing, Duff. I really appreciate what you do, because people don't understand how much work it is for you, you know, to get ready for these games, to travel all over and then get up in the morning early and do your radio show. We really appreciate you. I know there's a lot of times I give you crap, but really, I love you deep down when it gets down to it, and I appreciate you. The other thing is, I appreciate all the texts last night, all the supporters out there. You know, that really got me going today. Here on Nation, you showed up. We really appreciate that today, because you could have went home. But we're so glad that you showed up today and helped us out. It's a tremendous student section. Cheerleaders did a great job. I just love hearing and living in Huron because of the community support.
Well, just probably one more time here, and then you have to look at my ugly mug for a while.
That's all right, Duff. I see you more than my wife right now. And this has been, I don't know, 30-some years. So.
Well, we started together with boys basketball.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you did the first girls state championship in 89. You were down on the floor. So we've been together a long time. And that's the beauty of staying in one spot.
The check is in the mail. Thanks, Coach Bud Nagin. We'll take a final timeout, 2 minutes. Wrap it up here from Sioux Falls on Dakota Sports.
Huh? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8500.